Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, horny. It is a Fierce Monday indeed. It is a Mad Monday, horny. Listen. It is going on around here. It is Champagne Monday. Y'all know every day is a champagne day for mama. Listen, it is August 1st, 2022, people. 5:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, 6:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. This show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com. The smoothest rum in Boston. It is wicked smooth, baby. Listen, we have two flavors. One is natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gone, baby, and one infused with natural coconut, which is Gumba Sip. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumba. Listen. I got two independent artists. Got a special musical salute on today for independent artists. Listen, y'all. Y'all drop the mic, y'all. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Independent artist, K-Ma. Do y'all hear me? I got some hot from K-Ma. And independent artist, Joelle, they got some hot music. Lord, today. Come on, Carol. Carol got to do the announcement. And then I got some hot. I know y'all done seen what's going on all over the world. Listen. Not only is your music about to be heard by people all over the world, horny. Y'all know all the tea done dropped about 3 hours ago. Listen. I was sitting around just looking. And y'all know mama has to put her two cents in on everything that's going on. I got to drop my tea as well. Come on, Carol, baby. Come on, move a little faster. Y'all know we on the time schedule. Come on, Carol. Come on. Milo, y'all help mama up here to the engine booth so she can do this now. Come on, baby. 555 Main Street, 555 Main Street, Horrisport, Massachusetts, Cranberry Liquor. Steve Gunn will be Wednesday night, every Wednesday night, 5 to 7 p.m. at Cranberry Liquors, 555 Main Street, Horrisport, Massachusetts, 555 Main Street, Horrisport, Massachusetts, Cranberry Liquors, Wednesday night, 5 to 7 p.m. Thank you, Carol. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Carol. Now, listen, y'all know what I'm finna say. Y'all know what's going down. Woo, Lord. Y'all see the T. Neo, what in the Sam Hill world is going on? Neo takes his wife to Instagram talking about all the cheating for the past 8 years. Now, listen, y'all tell me something. Now, listen, I know it'll take y'all a minute to chime in. If you call in, that's fine. If you do it by chat, that's fine. Listen. The call-in number is 215, area code 215-383-3722. This is a live broadcast. You know it's not pre-recorded. Now, listen, once again, the guest call-in number is 215-383-3722. Listen. Y'all see what's going on? Mm-hmm. Now, People Magazine came out with it yesterday. Neo's wife, Crystal Renee, accused him of cheating for 8 years, lying and deception. Mm-hmm. Getting Billboard Magazine. Woo! About 3 hours ago, Neo asked for privacy about his cheating. Was he cheating in private? You know what? Let me say this right here. How you going to ask for some privacy on your cheating and your affairs? You better get out of here, mister. Listen. I don't care if you got $2. I don't care if you got 2 cents. I don't care if you got $2 million. I don't care if you got $2 billion. You can't ask for no privacy when it comes to your cheating. Are you got to be kidding? Listen. Your wife done already put it on Front Street on Instagram. Now, how you going to ask for some privacy? You know what I'm saying? When your wiener was hitting that prostitute, you ain't asked for no privacy then. You know what I'm saying? So, listen. I don't care. Listen, Honey, when you drop your pants and your drawers, wasn't nothing private about that. You was doing it private in the bedroom, but that was about it. Because, honey, when mouths go to talking, lips go to moving, and tongues go to whacking like this, he did it, he did it, he did it, he did it. Now, what you mean asking for some privacy? Some privacy. Boy, you better get out of here. Listen, 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 listen. Also, E! News on yesterday. Neo's wife, Crystal Renee, accused the singer of cheating on her for 8 years. It's all over the place. Ain't nothing private about this, boy. You done did it. You done did it for 8 years. Now you want some privacy. I'm going to tell you what's going to be private when you go to court. When she take your butt to court and your divorce come flying through the mail. Listen, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Listen, you're going to be rocking it like it's hard. You're going to be all private because, honey, your check about to get split, what? In half, in half, in half, in half. Yeah. It's about to get split 50% in half. Now, listen, she might ask for something else. Now, you know, now, who knows what kind of deal they going to make? Now, you know what? If somebody been cheating on you for 8 years, 8 years, 8 years, and then she said, unprotected sex? Now, listen, you having the woo-woo, and you doing the nasty boogaloo bed motion with somebody, and you know they a prostitute. They selling it, and you ain't going to even cap your dick up. What's wrong with you, boy? You know that's some crazy business right there. Listen, if you got a wife, you could have at least have some respect for her not to be, you know, because you don't know what people's cat. So listen, you got to cap it up. You know what I'm saying. You don't want to be taking something to your wife. Lord, today, Jesus, let me get on to this music. Because, see, when I get on the road, I don't know how to stop the train. So listen, the horse is running, and the train is going, and mama don't know how to stop. So listen, I got some hot music, 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 music. Now, y'all check this out. The independent artist. K-Ma, she got a song called Summer Love. You know, now, wasn't none of this playing. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. Wasn't none of this playing. You know, Summer Love was not on the menu, you know, yesterday. Now, it just so happened, it was on the menu today. And Summer Love, so listen, y'all know what I'm finna say. Y'all know what I'm finna say. So, listen, Neo done had a whole bunch of Summer Loves. Y'all know. He might have impregnated somebody. Who knows? Who knows? It might be some little, you know, he might be and got some little Neos coming behind all that cheating. You know what I'm saying? So listen, well, you know, the 8 years, you know, he ain't got nothing behind that. But listen, the one that he had this summer, he might be and had a summer love baby. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? And ain't nothing going to be private about that. Yes, Lord. Now, let me get on with the music. This here, Summer Love. Now, name the song really is Summer Love. Okay, I didn't make that up. Name the song is Summer Love. It's by independent artist K-Ma, and it's hot, baby. It's hot. It is hot like the boss sauce. You're going to find out that for yourself in one moment. Y'all check this out. I just wanna dance with you, have a little romance with you. Listen, listen, listen. That was Summer Love, Summer Love, Summer Love. That was Summer Love by independent artist K-Ma, K-Ma. Listen, I'm telling you what's the truth. It is going on. So listen, I sent her Spotify profile. Y'all know how this go. They have a call out for music, 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 okay? On Twitter, you know, I'll be on Twitter, on social media, on the flip side of the music, sending your profile link out. You know what I'm saying? So you can get listed. Now, it's not guaranteed that you'll make it on their playlist, but what I do, my independent artists, because y'all know I support my independent artists. You know, I love my indie artists. Indeed, yes, 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 yes. So listen, what happens, love to try to get new opportunities, and I always talk about Prospect Radio. They are phenomenal. They are awesome. Listen, they do some great things for free, you know, for free. They put you on their playlist. You know, they today they're going to be listening to a new song. So I just sent her a Spotify link to Prospect Radio. They have about 30,000 readers per month, 30,000 readers per month. And also they have a magazine as well. Electric Music Magazine is another one that I like to create new opportunities from independent artists. So what I'm doing, I am just looking. I am going down and checking the individuals on the list. And so mostly when I get on Twitter, you got a whole feed of individuals looking for music. Now, some is radio, some is music magazines, and then some are individuals that's looking for music to add to their music library. And that's cool, too. That's cool, too, individuals looking for music to put in their music library, and that is awesome, because that means you're going to be getting some plays from individuals that's looking for new music, and they're going to be checking you out. So that's always awesome and great. And so once again, that was Summer Love by independent artist K-Ma. K-Ma, you know what I'm saying. Now listen, independent artist Joelle, you know she got some bad music. Oh, Joelle is hearts. She got some heart stuff going on, y'all. Her song is Got You. Yeah, baby, Got You. She got you, baby, because her music is the bomb, baby. She knows how to drop it like it's hot. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know how to drop it like it's hot, you might as well just back the hell up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what Snoop Dogg say.
In the crib, ma. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on.
Hey. You know the pimps like to drop it like it's hot. Y'all know I love me some Snoop Dogg, but listen, D.L. must think he was some kind of pimp or something. You know, what is up with people? What is up with that? Maybe he's a sex addict. You know, I can't help it, y'all. And the next song coming up is Got You. Listen, his wife got him. She got him good because she just blasted the hell out of his ass all over Instagram. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I'm tired of this stuff, so I'm just going to tell it like it is. I'm just going to tell it. I guess that's what she's saying. Now, listen. Let me see here now. What's the juice? Let me get a little bit more juice on this here. This is just something. Y'all know Neo is 42 years old. He's 42 years old, right? So listen, Crystal Renee is his wife. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Lord, today, this is just really something. So what was he thinking? Did he not think it was going to fall off? Did he think her lips was not going to just, you know, go to talking and everything? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what? You know what I'm saying? You know, I used to say, like, you know, every hole is the same. But, you know, the men say, of course, every hole is not. I hope y'all know what I'm talking about. Adults. I should have put a thing on my thing to be cautious, you know, because I this is a daytime show, people. It really is a daytime show. But, you know, this just had me all lit up. What really happened? I went in my inbox and was looking at emails. You know, you can sign up for different newspapers. So I like to sign up and I like to stay up on what's going on. So Black Enterprise Magazine sent the little, you know, the little thing in my mail. I said, let me click on this, see what's going on. And it says, oh, I says, oh, really? And I got up real fast. I said, well, let me check this out. I have to vet everything out. Now, how, what do you got to vet out with Black Enterprise Magazine? Of course, they're not going to put anything out that's not true. But you know how Mama is. Mama got to verify, re-verify. And I'm like the FBI, honey. I'm coming with a hatchet. I'm going to look among your bed to make sure it's the real deal. I'm going to look everywhere. I'm going to look under the sheets. I'm going to look under the pillows. You know, I'm going to dust for fingerprints. I'm going to do it all, honey. Because when I'm coming, you're gonna see me coming, baby. Unless I'm coming with a surprise. And then the boom is going to fall on you, baby. And your head's just going to be knocked off, honey. Now, listen. So I am on People Magazine right now. I'm on People Magazine checking it out. They look real fly hard together. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, wow, she's saying 8 years of lies and deception. 8 years of lies. 8 years. What took you so long to wake up, Crystal? It took you 8 years to wake up. I'm like, what? You know what I mean? So listen, unless... And, of course, they was not doing the Jade and Will thing, you know, where you have an open thing, you just do whatever you want to do. Apparently, that was not their agreement here. You know what I'm saying. It was not their agreement. Let's see. Neo opens up about renewing his vows with Crystal. Wow. Oh, okay, yeah, well, anyway, moving right along, Joelle says in her song, Got You. So, listen, her song is hot, and I'm getting ready to play it and drop it on you like it's hot because that song is hot. Got You. This is Got You by Joelle. Independent artist Joelle and Got You. I know this girl. is about to be signed. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Let me back it up. Because y'all know I'm all hyped up. I was just reading stuff on New York was responding in Twitter, on his Twitter profile, to his wife and all this. This just, you know, it's sad that we live in a dead time where you got to put your stuff on, you know, social media to respond to your wife. Yes, I can't even find no more words to say about that. What I really want to say this is to independent artist Joel. That song is hot. Got you. That song is hot. You know, with the right management team. That girl, you know, that song is Blow Up City right there. This show, let me tell you something. We represent superstars of today and tomorrow. And the reason why I always say this is because we have superstars on the show. We do have superstar singers. We have them, you know, I've been on the show on the radio since 2007. It was first WSF Radio, and then it was rebranded into the Fierce Seaman Network. So listen, I've had actors, celebrities, superstars, singers, you know, on the show. It's been a blessing, and it's a very humbling experience to work with so many awesome and spectacular people. And that's why I say superstars of today, because some individuals that come on the show are already celebrities. And then I say superstars of tomorrow, individuals like Joel and K-Ma, you know, and Joel, she got the goods. She got the goods, baby. And that song, Got You, is hot. That is really, really hot. And that song, I know it's going to climb the charts, you know, and then iTunes chart, you know, and then Chart Toppers, you know, she hands down, you know, she's going to do that with her eyes closed. So listen, that is a hot song. Almost sounded like Whoopi Goldberg then. I'm really not trying to sound like Whoopi. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sound like her. But listen. Listen. Sometimes when you do a lot of impressions, when you do impressions of people, and I do it all. I have been doing this since I was a teenager. Without really even trying, listen, I didn't say this man's name, but listen, one of the first person that I could really impersonate really, really good was Bill Cosby. Can you believe that? Can you believe that as a teenager, I was walking around doing him so good with that, the chocolate pudding commercial. Oh, my God, Jesus. But anyway, and then it was the next one I used to do was the character Alf on the show. Yeah, I remember the show Alf, and I was working as a secretary, and I used to walk around the office. I was always so silly and giddy, and so I would be doing Alf all around the office. And the other graduate assistants and the other individuals that work in the office, they'd be like, Adrian, are you really sitting at your desk doing an Alf impersonation? And they were like, are you kidding me right now? I'm like, yeah, I have on my suit, my 3-inch heels, and I'm sitting there doing Alf. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, listen, it is what it is, and I'd love to do this. So listen, that's why I said you might hear me doing different. You might hear anybody. A couple weeks ago, I started doing Cara Tanning. I don't know where the hell that came from. It just came from the cosmos somewhere. Anyway, but you know what? Independent artist Joel, Got You, that song is so hot. You know, it is beyond hot. It has a nice beat. The lyrics is great. Her vocals is awesome. So y'all know what? That song is going all over the place. You know what I mean? It is just really great. So listen, I'll be playing Got You. And it's a nice little dance song. It's a nice little dance, little cha-cha, like cha-cha. You know, that song is like, come on, baby, come on, take me out tonight. But not Neo. I ain't trying to go out with Neo. You know what? Even when his wife, when she finished her divorce or whatever they're going to do, you know, it'd be a man before anybody touches Neo, because his thing done been all over Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Even when he goes out of town to visit, who knows where that thing done been. You know, he going to have to brush it off, wash it off. You know, he's going to have to, you know, take a little irrigation test and everything to make sure that thing is okay. You know, oh, Lord, today. When I start with the jokes, I don't know how to stop, baby. I just keep it rolling. He's going to have to sanitize it all over. You know what I mean? Oh, my goodness. It might be burnt toast by the time he gets a chance to use it again. But anyway, you know, the independent artist, Joel, is hot and flaming and flaming and flaming. She got the goods on that song. It's really good. So y'all know what I'm finna say. Don't you? You know what I'm finna say. What you say?
In the crib, ma. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to
Listen, let me encourage all independent artists. And you know, I talk about Snoop Dogg so much because I love his backstory. He came from being a crook in the hood, and y'all know where he is right now. You know, so anything is possible in this life. Anything is possible in this life. You can do what you want to do. You can make of yourself whatever you're dreaming. You can do it. Whatever you're dreaming about, you can totally do it. You know, everybody's backstory is not. And of course, a lot of people had to struggle. You know, it is what it is. Look at it. Since I was impersonating Whoopi just a few minutes ago, y'all know her backstory. She came from being, she was a crackhead, for God's sakes. She was addicted. I'm pretty sure you all know that. That's where she came from. And look at her. So, you know, anything is totally possible. It is possible. You can reinvent your life. You can reimagine your life. Yeah, you can. So whatever you're trying to succeed at doing, you can do it. Look at Joelle. Look at the independent artist Joelle. She got some bad vocals. She's doing what she do. She's bad. She's saucy. She's hot. And then we got the song Summer Love from independent artist K-Ma. You know what I mean? That song is hot as well. Got a nice little vibe. And also, let me share her bio. K-Ma, she's a singer, songwriter, and voice actor. I love that. Voice actor from Montreal, Quebec, and she's from Trinidad, a Trinidadian. So listen, and Jamaican descent. So she has a mixture going on, which is cool. You know, you got that flavor going on. You got that vanilla and that chocolate swirling up together. And you got what? K-Ma! So listen, she has been making music since she was a child and finally decided to take it seriously during the pandemic. Her goal is to evoke emotion within the masses and change lives through her music, just as music has done for her. I love it. That is Boston cream sauce. That is Boston cream. You understand me? That's just like your coffee. You ever had Boston coffee before? Listen, y'all know what it is. When you have coffee, you put a whole lot of cream in it. See, listen, anytime you want something to be really, really delicious, you got to put all the cream in it, honey, and it sauces it up, and it makes it Boston cream. It makes it real smooth. And what do you got? K-Ma. You know what I'm saying? So listen, it is what it is, baby. It has been a blast on today. Listen, I am pretty much out of time, and I got to get on up out of here. All right now, so listen, I get to come back and do it later on this evening. I got some folk hot, great music for you people that's listening all over the world. And I got to go, y'all. It's been a stone cold blast. But listen, I get to do it later on. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul. You motivate.